You guys, I can't believe it's come to an end. You guys will always be in my heart, and I sincerely, sincerely appreciate it. No words can describe how I feel about you guys. And thank you from the bottom of my heart. I love you guys, and I love you guys. And my family, to my family, my wife Vanessa, our daughters Natalia and Gianna, you know, thank you guys for all your sacrifice. You know, for all the hours I spent in the gym working and training. And Vanessa, you holding down the family the way that you have. I can't, there's no way that I can thank you enough for that. So, yeah, from the bottom of my heart, thank you. And what can I say? Mamba out.
Man, it's a tough day. It's a tough day. You know, I'm sure everybody, you know, has heard at this point about the passing of one Kobe Bean Bryant. I tried to make a post yesterday, but like, you know, I just couldn't do it because I was just hurt. I was just hurt. Like, that's the only way I can describe it, was like hurt. People use the word devastated a lot. People use the word heartbroken a lot. That definitely describes, you know, how I was feeling, you know, yesterday, and I'm certainly feeling that way today. The way I found out was, I was sitting in church. Actually, I just walked into church and my brother texts me. He goes, bro, check the news, check the news. I'm like, why? What's going on? And he said, Kobe was in a helicopter crash. And I was like, you know, what the fuck, right? So I go, I check Google, and, you know, not only does it say Kobe was in a helicopter crash, TMZ is saying that Kobe Bryant is dead. You know, even saying that sentence is mind-boggling. Like, it doesn't seem real. It doesn't seem real. You know, I was born in 94. Kobe was drafted in 96. So basically, as long as I can remember, you know, dating back to when I was 5 years old, Kobe Bryant has been like a very famous, polarizing figure in the game of basketball, which was like the first sport that I ever fell in love with. I got a comment here. I didn't even believe it was real news when I first saw it. Yeah, same with here. So like, my brother, you know, texts me that I see on TV, TMZ, Kobe's dead. And, you know, I didn't want to believe it, just like everybody else. I was just checking other newslets. You know, other people were saying that TMZ's reporting. So I was just holding out hope. Like, I was just hoping that it was just like a terrible hoax, and I was just hoping that it was like the sort of story that would shut TMZ down. And the crazy thing about TMZ as an outlet is, even though they can be like a nasty tabloid and like put out rumors and gossip about certain celebrities in a salacious way, when it comes to big news like that, they usually have their facts straight. Because if you guys remember, they were the first ones to report on Michael Jackson passing away. Right, so I was holding out hope that everything was gonna be okay and that it seemed like he was dead, but, you know, like he pulled through or something, or like there was gonna be some sort of miracle, something, anything. Just like, please, Lord, don't let this be true. But, you know, sure enough, you know, the news was confirmed that he passed, and I'm sitting in church and I was, you know, crying. I bawled my eyes out. You know, I had a, you know, full on, you know, full on broke down. We have a comment here. RIP Kobe Bryant and Gigi. To the families, you beautiful angels. So sad. My prayers goes out to everyone. Yep, exactly. Me too. And like, you know, the part that just, you know, just adding tragedy upon tragedy is that his daughter was in that helicopter with him and she passed away. We were just getting to know Gigi. We were just getting to know her as this, you know, this young phenom, this young basketball player who is going to take over the WNBA one day. You know, that viral video of her and her dad, you know, like, you know, studying the game, watching Trae Young, watching the Lakers, you know, like him you know, Kobe just really spending time with his daughter. Kobe just spending time with his daughter and like really investing into her dream. And, you know, the pain that, you know, Vanessa Bryant and her now three daughters must be going through. I mean, you know, one of the daughters is old enough to understand. The other two, I'm pretty sure, are like infants. So, you know, they're definitely not going to understand. But, you know, those two are going to have to grow up without a father. You know, the oldest daughter, I mean, I can't imagine the pain that she's growing through. Vanessa Bryant, that's just, you know, even in regular life, I can't comprehend the love of a mother or like the love that women have towards the people that they love most. It's a difficult thing for me to comprehend. And to lose your child and your husband on the same day, just like that. Boy, like, what can you say? Didn't really have much to say yesterday. I guess I still don't have much to say now. I guess all I can think about is just like, you know, why this is such a sad moment and why yesterday I was feeling such the pain in my chest and my gut that I was feeling, especially yesterday and even this morning when I was waking up. You know, Kobe just is just excellence exemplified. And when you watch this guy play, you're just immediately inspired. Whether you're a Laker fan or whether you're a Laker hater or whether you're a Kobe fan or you're a Kobe hater or whether you like sports or you don't like sports, when you watch this guy play, you knew that you were just watching excellence exemplified. And it just so happened to be in the sport of basketball. He represented, you know, work ethic. You know, he represented, you know, an obsession with your craft. He represented competitiveness, being the absolute best that you can be. He represented an uncompromising spirit. You know, he was somebody who was criticized a lot throughout his career for his, you know, quote unquote arrogance, for his selfishness, for being too much, for being too hard on people. And he just absolutely would not compromise on the way how he was, who he was, because he knew it was the right thing to go. Because he knew it was the right way to go. And you just saw it, like you just saw it in the results. Like, you know, he's the fourth all-time leading scorer in the NBA. He's a five-time champion, you know, two-time finals MVP, you know, a league regular season MVP. You just saw it. You know, he's excellence exemplified is the best way I could describe it. And for me personally, you know, I have memories with my boy, Ben. Ben is the one who got me, like, you know, really obsessed with the Lakers. So shout out to you, bro. I'm really, like, you know, hoping and praying that you're all right. But I have memories, you know, with Ben. I remember watching the 2009 NBA Finals against the Magic. And when they won that title, that was just, like, such an amazing moment. Seeing Kobe, like, you know, jump up and like, do his fist like this. That was just such an amazing moment. And if you want, you know, like, that's when Kobe was at his best for me personally. Like, that 2009 finals, that whole finals, those five games, like, he was putting on a clinic. And he was just shooting shots that you've just never seen before with such ease. The finals the next year, I have just like the vivid memory of like the clock winding down, and I think Lamar Odom like threw the ball across the court and Kobe chased after it like a little kid, and he, you know, raised his arms up like that, and like that was when like it was like confirmed that, oh my lord, the Lakers just won another championship. Dude, man. You know, just like so many great memories. Like I said, Kobe's been somebody who I've been inspired by since I was 5 years old. Watching him, you know, with the fro, winning those three championships with Shaq, being the graceful athletic freak that he was. you know, he's just greatness exemplified. And like I said, there's so many people who were just deeply inspired by him and by the way he was. I know to a lot of people it might seem so silly that like somebody who was simply just a sports figure and an athlete, how we can be so emotional about him. But it's just amazing, man. Like when you do what you've been called to do in your life, like when you like live your life to the fullest and be the absolute best that you can be, it is really, really amazing how it has an impact on the people who watch you. It doesn't matter what you do, man. You could be somebody who, you know, creates, you know, cameras, and you could be somebody who bakes pies. You could be somebody who, you know, who creates art, and, you know, music is obviously a powerful thing. Man, just like the impact that one can have by simply just doing what they do to the best of their ability, how it can make other people feel like they can be the best that they can be. It really touches people. Sorry, I'm really fumbling with my words right now. Hopefully I'm being serious. But like, it really, really is an inspirational thing to a lot of people. It's absolutely something that I aspire to be like. Kobe is absolutely somebody. Like, Mamba mentality is something that I absolutely try to incorporate in the stuff that I do. It's definitely why I put in work every day. It's definitely why I put out as much content as I try to put out. Even though I've been slacking lately, I'll try to stop slacking. You know, I could always be better at the Mamba mentality. Kobe never slacked ever, so I could definitely pick it up there. You know, he's absolutely the reason why I'm as passionate about the Lakers as I am. You know, I'm definitely grateful that right now, the Lakers are doing well, and so, like, you know, we can sort of mourn Kobe without being depressed that the Lakers suck or anything like that. Like, the Lakers are actually good this year. Man, I could go on and on. I have so much to say, and yet I'm speechless at the same time. Yeah, y'all, so that's me. That's me for today. Hopefully, the stuff I said made sense. RIP to a great, RIP to a legend. Kobe, we love you. We miss you. Thank you for everything you've done. Thank you for everything you've done for me personally. How you've inspired me. Yeah. Peace out, y'all.